That's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, going to join us coming up at noon as the Browns getting ready to take on the Carolina Panthers tomorrow. Preseason game number one. Here we go. Daryl's joining us at noon. We're talking Guardians, a little pitching right now. What do you do? You're Steven Vogt. We're going to go ahead and say they're going to make the playoffs. What do you do? Who do you pitch?
Still work to be done.
We're going to go for it. Who do you pitch? What starters? Last year, 10 playoff games, voters started four different guys. We're allowed to call them voter, aren't we?
Sure.
Are we you cool enough and close enough that we can call them
you're
voter?
You're the only one like I know that worries else? About this stuff, so just voter. Do it. Just do it.
Voter. He's a good voter. Turns out every year. He started
four. That doesn't get a rim shot? That was bad.
He started four guys, but Bibee started four games. Matthew Boyd started three. Alex Cobb started two. Gavin Williams started one. Two of the four guys who started in the playoffs last year aren't even here now. Mm. Interesting. Half of the games were started by guys that the Guardians didn't or couldn't keep. Matthew Boyd, Alex Cobb. And Gavin Williams, who looks to be the guy that I would start, you know, he'd be my main guy in the playoffs. He'd be Andy's number two guy in the playoffs. He started just one game last year. So Bibee has the experience. Andy, that might give him an edge if you're looking for the right guy and you picked Bibee. Hmm? I think I'd go Logan Allen, but I'd look at the matchup and see, you know, if I'm going up against a predominantly left-handed hitting team, I'd go Logan Allen. Hmm. But I think either one is a fine option there. Tom is in Mentor. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Jeff. You hit on a little bit of the Nolan Ryan, you know, one of the better pitchers. And I will tell you, he was one of my favorite pitchers of all time because he never really used his arm. That guy lasted. I don't know how many complete games he had, but he had quite a few. So
he only led the league. He only led the league once in complete games. Jim Palmer and him had 22 in 1977. I'm just kind of looking at the numbers as we're going along. Bob Lemon was probably the guy that if you ever want to look to. But, I mean,
he had a lot of 200, 300-inning seasons, a couple of 300-inning seasons.
Feller had 2-plus 30 complete game seasons.
Didn't he have, like, a 23- or 24-year career as well?
Seven.
I'm not positive. But I think he pitched in his mid-40s.
27. And, he pitched until he was 46.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
and he would still throw at you.
As Ventura.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, I think he had that brawl when he was like 46 years old, and he beat the snot out of him. But no, he used his thighs. Him and Clemens were the two pitchers that I noticed that never really had arm problems through their careers, but they used a lot of their
lower
part of their body.
Yeah.
Is that's really what saved their arms over that. Well, I mean, think about that kind of a career. I mean, how many pitchers could pitch 25 years? You know what I mean? I mean, that's amazing at that level. I mean, so, but anyways, I would start Bibee first and Williams second, and then probably Allen third.
That's the way the rotation's now.
In the playoffs.
Makes sense.
All right, Tom, thank you very much. In his 40s, Nolan Ryan, number of starts, 34, 33, 32, 30, 27, 27, 13 starts as last year in the league. The pitching is going to be critical, obviously, if the Guardians get to the postseason, because, Andy, even though they sweep the Mets and even though they're playing great baseball, are you confident in the offense yet? And do you think you could be by the time the playoffs get here?
The offense has significantly gotten better since the losing streak. And so I don't know if they just kind of looked themselves in the mirror and said, all right, well, we got to shake this, or it's just guys that needed to get regular at-bats. I think yesterday's game helps when you only use 9 batters in the entire game. You know, you constantly are messing with pinch hitting left and right. And it doesn't bother me if a guy's 0 for 3 and struck out 3 times and you want to pinch hit for him in the 8th or 9th inning. That, to me, makes sense. It's the why are we taking guys out when they're hot? I might be the only guy in America that doesn't care about lefty-righty. If a guy is hot, he's hot.
Couldn't agree more.
And, you know, leave him in there. So but they're winning this way. And if they find themselves, you know, nestled into a playoff spot here shortly. Yeah, they're outside.
Man. Nestled.
If they can find themselves nestled into a playoff spot. I hate working with you sometimes. I just want you to know. then go with what got you there. And, you know, this is what got them there last year. I, 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 I tire of the "we're just going to get there and get blown out" attitude. I like, get away from me. I don't even want to hear from you. Now, if you get to the playoffs and you got a chance, just get there.
But there's one issue.
You don't have enough offense to win in the playoffs. Okay, you're right. But let's see if we give them a chance and they get one more run than the other team did, and your starting pitcher's on fire like what we saw yesterday. What's the difference?
Our boy Menigan. That's the difference. Dan,
what are you blaming me for now?
No, I'm not blaming you.
I feel like I'm getting dragged in.
You're right. That's the problem.
You know, well, that's not good either.
The Guardians win the game, but they lose the no-hitter. Why? Because the guy the Mets are paying big money to be a factor at the plate was a factor at the plate. And we saw what Juan Soto did last year for the Yankees in the playoffs. And, you know, the Guardians, I think, have one of those guys. One. And that's Jose. Question is, can anybody else come along for the ride if they get to the postseason?
Quan, right? I'm not lost on this conversation. I just want to.
The problem is, though, when somebody hangs a slider, Stephen Kwan got put it over the fence.
No, he's going to hit a line drive into right field for a base hit, and then you're going to need two other guys to get him in.
And especially in a 2-1 ball game. And especially with the playoffs, because you're seeing these starters going max effort two times across. If you're lucky, some of them might have been one time across. And then here comes the fire breathing dragons coming out of the bullpens. Where even if it's not coming at you at 102, it's moving like a frisbee. You only get like four or five of those balls that hang, and you have got to make teams pay for it in the playoffs. And that's the one thing that holds this team back, is they don't have the guys that make you pay.
For instance, last year, the guys who made them pay, John Kenzie Noel.
You need to stick your eyebrow up when you say that, but yes, keep going.
What? I have the shaved head.
Yes, you do.
John Kenzie Noel. Lane Thomas, David Fry, you know, can you get those guys to do that type of thing again this year? You know, I mean, the Guardians had some really big hits in clutch situations last year in the postseason. I don't know that this team is capable of that.
They've been getting really weird home runs lately, though. Guys you don't expect, like all of a sudden, Schneeman steps up there or...
You know, oddly enough, and we went over it yesterday, Andy. They're at the bottom of every offensive category, basically, the ones that matter.
Yeah.
Except home runs. They're a little higher in home runs than you'd think. They're like 19th in home runs in Major League Baseball.
So maybe Dan's wrong.
No, which made me think this, though.
I want to be wrong.
Which made me think this. They're hitting home runs a little better than they're hitting everything else. God, imagine if they weren't hitting home runs a little bit. How bad would they be in runs scored and slugging percentage and OPS and everything else that everybody looks at?
And they're winning games close, too. Like I keep my eye on that plus-minus mark in the standings, where they're the only team that's flirting with a playoff spot that's in the red and not in the green. And Tampa is in the green, and they're behind. You know, they keep just chipping away at that. Like you're almost hoping that they're back to zero by the end of the season. Because when you're winning these one-run games, you're only taking one run off there. They need a little more offense. That's all. If we can get, can we just get everybody hitting over 200? Is that asking too much?
The issue to me is I don't see any help coming up from down below. You know, can Lane Thomas get over the plantar fasciitis? And then if he can he actually find his bat? Because that's been missing all year when he's been out there. You know, David Fry hit a home run the other day. David looked good. Can David start to hit like he did last year against left-handed pitching? I don't know. They're going to have some guys get hot in the postseason who haven't been hot.
There's one guy from Australia that's been pretty hot lately. I don't know.
He's actually not.
His name. He was hot through like 2 or 3 days ago. He was hot. Well, Bizzano got hot.
He's hitting 300 in August.
Okay. Look at that.
In double A.
If you could translate those to big league numbers.
Jonathan Rodriguez is hitting like 336 in AAA. How'd that work out?
They're different players,
Don't
Jeff.
Rush Travis. He's the Shedeur Sanders of the Guardians. Don't rush him. Stop. Don't rush him. Give him his opportunity. Let him find himself.
Okay, Jeff.
Well, no, I mean, why would you bring the guy up and if you don't
Can he help you? By the way, at the end of the season.
Who would you rather have at the plate right now, Daniel Schneeman or Travis Bizzano?
Schneeman right now because exactly. I like the way he's swinging. Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. But as you get closer towards the end of the season and the minor league year ends, and maybe you are contemplating it, I don't mind letting him have the last spot on the roster. I don't. Why not? He's a number one overall pick. I don't care you sit here and argue about, not you personally, but are you, oh, football's not baseball. But, you know, he's the guy, and there are other guys from his draft class that are already in the bigs. And you've said before, and I believe you when you say, you know, when you, it's not that far of a jump from Akron to Cleveland. It isn't.
No, it happens all the time. He's won for his last 11, if that means anything.
And what was he before that?
He had one big game. He had three hits back on August 2nd. Look, I can't wait
to see. The Guardians garnered him enough to make him the number one pick overall.
They garnered him?
They garnered him enough to pick him over other players. You know,
do we have a ding for vocabulary that's nestled and garnered in the same segment?
It's soon to be.
No, we don't get that pedantic.
This is soon to be Menigan and Phelps. Wow. Nice. Oh, welcome to the club. Actual vocabulary.
That was really pretty impressive all the way around right there.
Yes.
Is what that was. Bazzano will get here soon enough. I don't see the help coming up from within. It's not going to be DeLauder. I doubt that it'll be Rodriguez or Noel coming back, even though I'd like it to be. I keep waiting for Nolan Jones to hit like Nolan Jones in Colorado. He hasn't done that in a while. So what's that mean? That's not good. So what happens? Somehow the offense is going to have to keep going on its own with what's here. And they've done a decent job of that. And especially as of late. And then the pitching's going to have to dominate. But what we do know, man, has this been fun. They're back in it. They're six games out of the division. I mean, who even thought the division was a possibility?
It was over when they were 15.
And a half.
Yeah.
Out. Now they've made up 9.5 games.
You want to keep your eye on the prize. What's the prize, Jeff?
The prize right now, Andy, is just getting into the playoffs. You get in, then anything can happen.
Should the prize be the Central?
No.
I never would have said that. No. Never, ever, ever would have said that just when they were 15 and a half back.
Just get in. Right now, if you can just get in, you're in great shape. And then you
remember
see
when they had to hurdle six teams to get into this where they are now? They've hurdled five of the six.
Yeah. I mean, you're right there. We'll see what happens against Chicago. This is a team you're supposed to go and beat up on the Chicago White Sox because they're not very good. Can you? Will you? I don't know. That's the question on this one. But it's a big deal. Daryl Ryder is going to join us coming up at noon. Shedeur Sanders expected to start, even though Kevin Stefanski didn't really say so. But he's expected to start tomorrow against Carolina. Gary Barnage, former Panthers tight end, former Browns tight end, will join us at 1 o'clock. That's all coming up here on Baskin and Phelps. But when George Kittle speaks, George gets action. Next on Baskin and Phelps.